Alterillia Warriors were the featured game of the week last night on Mix 101.7 as they traveled to Milford. And, well, they laid one on Okoboji last night, 47-0, the final score. Coach Chris Reinert joins me now on our Saturday morning huddle. Had to feel good, had to be a good bus ride home, lots of laughs and smiles, and congratulations on the win.
It was great, thanks, and we appreciate you guys being up there to cover it. It was a fun night, and we told the kids all week that we go up and play our brand of football, we play physical, play fast, that we should be in good shape, but, you know, football, just like any other sport, is a funny game. You gotta show up and play. You can't just win it on the stat sheets or before you make the trip. So
you talk about playing fast. Was it a fast start for the Warriors last night? Tell me how you got out of the gates.
You know, it was. In the first half, first quarter, I'm not sure if the scoreboard shut or the clock shut down, man. It was gone in a hurry. Started moving the ball. We actually traded punts back and forth, and then once the second quarter hit, that's when things kind of took off for us. So early in the second quarter, Jaden Henrich, we moved it down the field. Jaden Henrich punched it in from 1 yard out with 11:41 left in the second, and from there we just kind of kicked it in gear and rode away from them. So it was a fun night.
What was the score at the half? Did you have a 35-point rule?
Yeah. It was 21-0 at half.
Okay.
And we put 20 more up in the third quarter and then finished with 6 in the fourth. So, we got to 34 and actually missed the PAT, so we didn't get that 35-point caught running right away in the third. But eventually, yes, it did get to it. So
share with us some stats from last night's game.
Offensively, just a good night. Kind of a slow start. We had kind of a miscommunication early on in the first drive. We moved the ball a little bit, and then kind of had some confusion in the backfield and ended up losing 9 yards on the play and ended up punting off. But once we got going, Caleb Sleaser led the ground attack. He carried the ball 10 times for 116 yards. Anthony Career, 10 carries for 89. Eric Steffen had 4 carries for 36, added a touchdown later in the game. Jaden Henrich, just that one carry for the one touchdown. Caleb had a touchdown carry. Logan McCoy on a boot. Got him in the end zone on a touchdown carry as well. So those are 4 offensive touchdowns that we had last night. We had back-to-back pick sixes in the second quarter. So after we scored our first touchdown, we came back on the next series. Eric Steffen had a 23-yard interception return for the score on the next possession. Not even a minute later, Anthony Career with a 33-yard interception return back to the end zone. So kind of fun to watch. Our defense has been fun to watch all year. And finally, getting some of those turnovers. I think we had 5 takeaways last night, 4 interceptions, 1 fumble recovery. Zach Issa had an interception. Caleb Sleaser had an interception. In fact, back to Zach real quick. That's the third game in a row he's come up with a takeaway for us. So, a lot of good performance just across the board. Very, very physical. We played last night. We knew if we did that, we'd have a very, very good chance of winning. Like I said, once we got going in that second quarter, things were just rolling for us, and it was fun.
Well, the victory puts you at 3-5 overall, 2-4 in the district, and next week, Coach Unity Christian, as you look ahead to rounding out this football season.
Yes, Unity's going to be a battle. They've taken some good steps forward since last year, and they were very competitive last night in the game against Hull Western Christian. So it should be a fun contest in the year. Anticipated close, just a hard fought game. It's going to have to be a game of minimal errors and just execution. So,
man, you bring up they played Hull Western Christian close last night. I that makes me think about your guys' game with Hull Western early in the season. I was just watching scores that night. That had to be a heck of a game.
That was one of those deals. 3.5 quarters through the game, we felt really good, and we just had a couple plays not go our way when kids were trying to make a play, and that's all it takes against a good team, good quality team like that. So yeah, we fought them all night long. That was a fun game to be a part of, and unfortunately, we just slipped away from us at the end.
Chance for a fourth win next Friday, Unity Christian, the Warriors' opponent. Coach Chris Reinert, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
We'll take a short time out and preview the Buena Vista Beavers football game this afternoon. Ryan Thompson in St. Louis, Missouri, has the call at 1 o'clock when the Beavers play Washington University. Coach Grant Mollring on the Coach's Show next on Mix 101.7.